It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I know what you're thinking, Reggie.
How?
I know what you're thinking, Figgy.
There's no way.
So I'm about to play something from the... Well, Figgy's about to play it. I'm about to ask nicely for it.
There you go.
From the Giants broadcast.
You can come back here and play it if you want.
Well, that would be fun.
For who?
That would be fun.
For who would that be fun? We'd be off the air.
From a Giants broadcast against the Astros, obviously, and they referenced the Astrodome. Now, I know what you're thinking.
All right.
That I'm gonna say this is good that they're, spoiler alert, kind of torching the Astrodome, but they do it in very direct terms. But my confession before you hear it is, I don't feel good about this. In fact, this is the reason why I feel like the Astrodome should go away. Let me explain after you hear it.
It is a good ballpark. It's a good yard. And when they built this dome, so much better than the Astrodome.
Well, my bathroom was better than the Astrodome.
What a jerk.
It's funny.
What make your bathroom so nice, brother?
That's Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko, right? I believe is who that was. So people go, see, you know, Lopez is going to say, yeah, they need to get... No, this is why I want to get rid of it. Because you're tarnishing what was really a fantastic place. It truly was. This is... It's the edifice equivalent of...
The who? I'm not going to lie. I'm a little confused my damn self.
You're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
It's the edifice equivalent of Willie Mays fumbling around in the outfield. Like, I want the Astrodome to go away, not because, not only because it's such a mess right now, but because you're tarnishing what it once was. Like the memories, I've said it multiple times.
So it's Shaq with the Celtics.
It's Shaq with the Celtics.
Yikes.
It's Akeem with the Raptors.
I'll never get that big old Raptor that was on his chest out of my head, bro. Like, it makes me so sad.
Yeah, I want it to be remembered for.
Maybe it could be Jordan with the Wizards.
Well, that wasn't good because that knee was acting crazy for that man.
Hey, it wasn't good, but we don't never talk about that. We always talk about Jordan with the Bulls.
I see what you're doing there.
So I know you might think I'm glad that they did this because it's another. No, it hurts me. You know, it hurts me. And that's why this building needs to go away.
Yeah, where do you get off, dog?
Yeah. Edifice.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. You know what an edifice is.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the facade or like the building, right?
Yeah. The shell.
But you did a little alliteration, edifice equivalent. I was like, hey, wait, hold on. Hold on.
These are my confessions.
All right, from your nerdery to my nerdery, this is, you're going to hear a little audio. I'm also doing audio. I guess it's an audio
day. How about that? It's an audio confession.
Put me to work, man. Yeah.
I guess so. This is from Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, a new head coach of the Chicago Bears. And I appreciate that finally, people are seeing it my way.
The way I understand it right now from our analytics team, the EPA in the passing game is really one of the most critical factors in determining wins and losses right now. That's probably changed over the last 5 years or so. I would have said 5 years ago, turnovers, takeaways, that was number one. From what I understand now, that EPA for the passing game has now surpassed that. So whatever team has the higher passing game EPA at the end of the game, they generally win that game. It's over 80% of the time. So it's a huge stat, and that's where we look to how do we help inflate that number, higher completion percentage, more run after catch opportunities. That's not to say we're not going to take our shots down the field and look for big explosive plays, chunks or touchdowns that way, but there's a lot of ways we can get that done.
The dorks win.
God almighty.
The dorks win, baby.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
I would have said that to Ben Johnson.
He was throwing a lot of words in there. But one of the things, like, outside of, like, the jokes of just, hey, there's EPA, I'm always super interested in, like, getting in the mind of, like, how do they make the decisions? Mm-hmm. And it is interesting to hear that at least the people that are on the cutting edge of this thing, and we'll see if they're ultimately right, are now seemingly moving away from just, oh, what's the turnover differential to EPA, which to be fair, right, to turnovers, that factors into EPA. You throw a turnover, there's a big negative EPA. You're not adding points, right? Mm-hmm. EPA stands for estimated points average or whatever, what have you. Like, that's not going to add points to this. So, like, it's factored in. But it is good to know that, hey, if you're looking at this, that's the way you look at it. And he added a little nugget in there that I found to be interesting. Mm-hmm. He did talk about, you know, we're still going to take deep shots, but like when you're trying to add EPA, shorter completions and those types of things. And I was like, oh, I do wonder if that's going to be instructive in the way that offenses try and go about things and maybe the ways that, I don't know, the Texans should try and go about things, especially if you're not going to have an offensive line that's incredible, that's going to hold up for all the deep shots that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an ability to get the ball out, quick game, getting that going, because we saw that happen in small spurts. But if you can do that more consistently, add the EPA up, at least let Ben Johnson tell it, that should lead to offensive success. So I was like, oh, I find that to be deeply, deeply interesting.
Yeah, you and Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen can dress up.
Hey, don't put it in. Hey, hey, hold on. I see what you're doing.
You and Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen can dress up and go to Comic-Con to talk about it.
I was just, I thought it was an interesting nugget. And you just had to paint glasses on my face.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
These are my confessions.
I got to confess, I 100% agree with this tweet B. Scott tweeted last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching the Astros game, and I ain't going to lie. At some point, I was like, man, am I wasting my time here, man? Because they ain't doing nothing offensively. And what do you know? They lost the game.
Yeah.
And they kind of had me towards the end where I'm like, maybe they could make a note. They lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
And B. Scott tweeted this. And I think this was during the Astros game. He said, Astros got no motion right now.
None.
Rough watch so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after the game, he tweeted this. He said, they even made me miss the bulk of this epic Warriors-Grizzlies matchup with a vintage Steph performance. Actual sports cinema. I got to start making better choices.
Yeah, well.
I agree 100%. And I missed all of that game. When I seen that tweet, I'm like, oh, let me turn to this game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the end when Steph was dapping people up and it was over. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I could have been watching this game.
No, look, you're not alone. I think that's where, you know, I said earlier, they look like they're waiting for someone else to do something. That's kind of in the same vein. It's like, hey, this is not interesting. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I didn't know that game was going on like that because yeah. I was zeroed in on the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even flipping around or nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I missed that game. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You could have stayed up and watched Jokic, too.
Yeah. I went to bed. I probably would have missed that game. But no, I would have definitely watched this Steph game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same boat, even though I was at a bar. Like, that was my bad, because I'm the dude that's always real hesitant to actually ask, hey, can you change the channel on one of these?
Yeah.
I probably should have, because having the Astros on one and then being able to see the game would have been huge.
Mm-hmm.
But and maybe that's why I have the multiple TVs at the house, so I don't have to ask nobody
to
change
it. Anybody but yourself.
Change them. But, you know, I decided to be social, and I missed out on a majority of the stuff.
But honestly, just Warriors-Grizzlies, I probably wouldn't have zeroed in on that game at all. Like, just seeing it.
But seeing what's happening.
But seeing what's happening, if I knew he was going off like that, I would have been like, bye, Astros. Like, I catch y'all sometime this week.
There's 160, 58, whatever left of these, so yeah.
I'm like, man, I was so dead, but I agree with B. Scott on that tweet.
These are my confessions.
Nothing personal. Well, it is kind of personal. I hope UConn loses. The UConn women lose in the Final Four.
Hey, yo,
I hope they get.
Sound pretty personal to
I
me.
I hope they get.
Why
blown.
You hate Ozzie Fudd?
I actually like some of the players, but I hope they get blown out. And there's a reason for that. Gino Auriemma.
Fair.
I mean, well, that's a good enough.
That's all you got to say, man.
Yep.
But first of all, I call BS on his explanation you're about to hear. But I also feel like, how freaking unfair are you being to not just players, but assistant coaches, staff, trainers, managers? And what I'm leading to is they don't cut down the nets by making the Final Four like every other team does. That's beneath them. They're only cutting down the championship nets.
I know you guys haven't cut down the nets for Final Four or to go to the Final Four for a while. Is it since 2008? Is that correct? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I don't even know when it was that we've done it. I don't remember doing it, to be honest with you. We asked the players one time. I think that's how it happened. We asked the players all the time.
Oh, you think?
You know, they bring out a ladder. You guys want to cut down nets? And they always said no. So we never asked them anymore. We just didn't.
Just saving it for Tampa?
Yeah. I mean, we've cut down a bunch of those.
We've cut down a bunch of those.
Gotta admit, it's kind of saucy. He's like, look, man, we don't need to cut those down. We cut down the nets when they matter. I hear you, though. Like, I'm very much trying to get better at celebrate things when you get a chance. Life will kick you in the nards plenty. So celebrate things when you get a chance. Now move along and give yourself, you know, that freedom to lock back in and get the job done.
But there are managers, there are trainers, like from a Final Four team in 1987 that still have that little piece of net hanging in their office. You know, they never made it to pro to the pros. He's cheating a lot of people in that program.
I agree with you on that, mm-hmm. but also I feel like they set the standard for mm-hmm. so many years.
They sure do.
Where if you go in there, the standard was almost you're winning the national championship if yeah. you are here. Mm-hmm. So I kind of understand why he is not cutting down all of these nets. Mm-hmm. But still, from your point, though, I do think that kind
of
sucks.
You're cheating a lot of people.
Because
out.
They don't win the championship every year.
They don't. Not anymore.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, these are my confessions.
I wonder if he's still asking the players. All right.
I call BS on that part.
Yeah.
I got to admit, I actually don't know which of us. Well, I know which of us probably is the least likely to do this, but I don't know which of us would be the most likely to be like this guy, who is a Ford executive, mm-hmm. literally the Ford Motor Company, mm-hmm. who recently retired after 32 years at Ford. And I'm not just telling you about some executive that retired to tell you that. Apparently, this man named Mike O'Brien emailed a few hundred of his colleagues to let him know that he was retiring. Mm-hmm. And attached to the email was a spreadsheet that detailed a few thousand violations committed by his coworkers over the year. And it was verbal flubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Things that said...
That's a great idea.
Things that... See, I figured it was John, but I was like, I'm not fairly yeah. certain, but
that's
I feel like John would be the dude who would do this. Mix metaphors and malaprops and things like that.
Can
right?
you forward that to me?
No, go find it yourself. I'm not aiding and abetting this. Yes, a colleague that says, let's not reinvent the ocean something like, or, you know, moving. Yeah. Do things of that nature. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of it. Right. He said we weren't being mean. It was just funny. However, and I'll show you the picture. He started with one time someone said something. He went and wrote it on his whiteboard.
He had a list.
He has multiple whiteboards filled with these verbal flubs. And then when he retired, he sent everybody a copy of it.
This guy's my hero.
I know. I know. And the thing that I got to tell you before we go here, mm-hmm. you should not be proud of that.
I'm so proud.
I don't want you to be proud of that.
I want to keep away from that person.
100%. Like, you got to realize.
It's no fun.
This doesn't make people want to spend more time around you. I just want you to know that.
Build a statue of that
guy. I actually hate that guy.
Damn it.
I don't even know that guy, and I hate that guy.
Damn it. I feel bad because Sally says she loves him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sally, yeah. Come on.
Sally, that, you're good people, Sally.
Don't do that.
We're going to have to block you, Sally.
No, not the block. Yeah,
I'm just playing.
All right, before the block comes, let's go
that
ahead.
That guy's a legend. Build a statue.
And absolutely not. All right, those are our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Damn, how'd I get hate for trying to acknowledge the fact that, hey, Ben Johnson's coming with some new age vision on offense, and maybe that helps the Texans. Nope, you were like, you're a dork. All right, very good. Coming up next, ESPN put together some contender tiers, and I was kind of interested on where they have the Astros. Do you agree? We'll talk about it next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.